Good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Nandita Khemka. Today is Wednesday, the 11th of June, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. Indian market was stuck in a very tight range on Tuesday, with key indices ending extremely flat. Nevertheless, the Nifty ended in the green for a fifth straight session and held on to the 25,100 mark. But the breakout that was expected above this level didn't quite come by. The broader end of the market took a pause after the recent outperformance, and so did the Nifty Bank Index. HDFC Bank and Reliance Industries were among the top drags, but IT stocks lent support to the Nifty. Grasim, Tata Motors, Bharat Electronics and Tech Mahindra were among the top Nifty gainers, while Maruti, Trent and Asian Paints were among the laggards. In terms of fund flows, both domestic and foreign investors were net buyers to the tune of 2,300 crore rupees and 1,100 crore rupees respectively in the cash markets. Going ahead, experts see 25,000 and 24,900 to act as immediate support, as this zone coincides with the recent range breakout observed on Friday. Conversely, 25,250 and 25,300 are identified as immediate resistance. Experts advise against chasing momentum in consolidation phases like this and instead consider buying on dips and taking profits at higher levels. Let's turn our attention to the global cues this morning. The GIFT Nifty is indicating a positive start for the Indian market. Asian markets are trading higher on optimism over trade discussions between the US and China. Both the superpowers have agreed on framework to implement Geneva trade consensus after second day of London talks. The negotiators will now seek approval on the framework from the US and Chinese presidents before implementing it. US futures are edging lower as traders await details on the framework of the deal. Overnight, the S&P 500 rose about 0.6%, posting a third straight positive session. The broad market index sits less than 2% of the high it notched in February. The Nasdaq added 0.6% on Tuesday, while the 30-stock Dow index climbed 0.3%. European markets saw a mixed close on Tuesday. In the currency and bond markets, the dollar index edged above the 99 level and the 10-year US bond yield slipped to 4.47% ahead of the US Consumer Price Index report for May that is due later today. In the commodities market, gold futures edge higher after overnight losses amid dollar strength, and the Brent crude is hovering near the $67 mark. And a quick look at the World Bank's latest global outlook. Global growth is expected to slow to 2.3% in 2025, the weakest outside a recession since 2008. The slowdown is driven by rising trade barriers and broad policy uncertainty. Growth may improve slightly in 2026 and 2027, but still trails earlier forecasts. The US economy is seen growing just 1.4% next year. As for India, growth forecasts for FY26 and FY27 have been trimmed, though it's still expected to be the fastest growing major economy. Let's talk about all the stocks that will grab the limelight in trade today. First up, Maruti continues to be in focus. Reports say that the automaker has significantly reduced its near-term production targets for its inaugural electric vehicle, the e-Vitara, by two-thirds amid the rare earths crisis. Sources further suggest that the commercial launch of the e-Vitara in India is likely to be delayed. Also on the radar will be Aditya Birla Capital, as sources suggest that Advent International is likely to sell 1.4% equity via block deals. The total block size is 856 crore rupees and the floor price has been set at 237.8 rupees per share. IIFL Finance is set to raise up to 600 crore rupees through the issuance of non-convertible debentures on a private placement basis. The fundraise is aimed at augmenting long-term resources and supporting the company's growing lending book. Kane's Technologies arm Kane's Semicon has signed asset purchase agreement with Japan's Fujitsu General Electronics to buy module production lines for 1.5 billion yen. Also watch out for liquor stocks as the Maharashtra government has unveiled a revamped liquor policy aimed at generating an additional 14,000 crore rupees in annual revenue. The cabinet has approved significant hikes in excise duties and introduced new regulatory measures, signaling a strategic push to strengthen state finances and streamline the liquor market. It's time now for our Voice of the Day segment. Market expert Sunil Subramaniam shares his views on whether the slowdown in equity mutual funds is a cause for worry. Let's take a listen.
The mutual fund data was released by AMFI, and the headline number seemed to say that the net equity flows were down 22%, whereas The SIP book seems to have remained strong at around 26,700 crores. On the surface, this seems like there's been a drop in the net inflows. But I would like to clarify here that if you look at the gross inflow number, it was at 56,700 crores, which is almost the same as last month. And the drop in the net inflows is because of a spike in redemptions. Because this spike in redemptions is attributable to people booking profits, especially in the value funds, which has seen a 77% rise in the redemptions for the month. So customers investing in mutual funds seems to be on track, and the SIP book is also around 46 to 47% of the book size, the same as last month. Hence, I feel that there is no cause to worry. In fact, customers, despite the Indo-Pak conflict, have retained their faith in mutual funds, and more than 50% of the flows have come in diversified funds during this month.
Before we wrap up, here are a few key events to keep an eye on today. SEBI Chief Tuhin Kanta Pandey will address the media this afternoon in Mumbai. Meanwhile, the RBI will discontinue its daily variable rate repo auctions starting today as the banking system liquidity moves into surplus territory. All eyes will also be on NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang, who is set to deliver a keynote at the VivaTech 2025 in Paris, revealing the next phase of AI computing. Well, that's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news and updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We'll catch you tomorrow at the same time.